No. All right, let's move it real close to him.
Yes. I seem to be down in Alps Field. The Alps.
The Alps, huh? All right, let's, on the moon?
On the moon.
Uh-huh. All right, now let's find part of the plain there that has a lot of pumice. A perfect amount of pumice.
Yes, I'm on the plain.
Good. Now, let's just sit there and take a look around until you see a meteorite land or something like that, and the pumice will poof. Is this plane lighter?
Yes.
Did you do that?
Yes, I see that.
Yeah, about 30,000 of them a day land up there, so you can see it most of the time.
Yes, it's just like shallows landing on sand and throwing up.
How's it look?
Well, it looks pretty bad, huh? It looks very bad. An impression of things falling on it and throwing it up in a form of dust.
Mm-hmm.
Throwing it up high, just like a shell. Not an explosive shell, but just a shell, a blind shell.
Mm-hmm.
On a gun.
Going slow or fast?
Is
it going slow or fast?
No, they're hitting it too. I hardly see the shell. It just hits it hard.
Uh-huh.
And it goes to the left.
All right, now move the black and white border, that is to say, the place where the sun is hitting and isn't hitting.
Oh, yes.
Directly under you.
Yes.
Now let's test the temperature on the sun side and then move the dark side under you and test the temperature there.
I guess I can get a drop of cold air. Mm-hmm. If this is such a thing, I can get the cold on the cold side.
Mm-hmm. All right, now move the hot side under you.
Yes, the right-hand side of the body is cold and the left-hand side is warm.
Mm-hmm. Of your theta body or your body in the chair?
Body in the chair.
Oh, it's reacting. Okay, and now let's move London under you. Nelson's monument.
Yes.
Let's take a facsimile and hang it on his hat.
Well, the facsimile wants his head, so I have to hang his hat on his head.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now move that about a mile away from you. Now move St. Paul's under you.
Yes.
Move Tower Bridge under you.
Yes.
Move the Tower of London under you.
Yes.
Okay. Move Hyde Park under you.
Yes.
Now move the place where they generally give their speeches under you.
Yes.
Anybody give them a speech?
No. No, let me see. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Be giving a speech to about three people.
He is, huh?
Yes.
All right, move him directly in front of you.
Yes.
Okay, now let's reach out and touch his hair, stroke his hair very affectionately. What happens?
Oh, quite amusing. He's holding forth on some of his stuff here and stroking his hair to be soothing him down a little.
Good, yeah, let's soothe him down further. Let's get him very beamish on the subject of capitalism or something.
Unless he's expending on that.
Stroke his hair even further, make him very calm.
Seems to have long, sticky hair. It's not really comfortable, you know.
Okay. Okay, now let's look at the people watching him there.
Yes.
Let's move them in front of them.
Yes.
Now let's give them the idea they ought to leave just by looking at them and sort of saying out loud, leave.
They're gone.
All right, now move 163 under you.
Yes.
Move the chair under you.
Yes.
And sit down.
Right.